Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Co-Dust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you have to join in tomorrow to see if Miss Jolene is with us. I got some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to during a news conference today, it was confirmed that the donations were great. Thank you. Sorry about that. I was trying to let Brian O'Brien know where he was letting us know that. So that's great. That one time they were trying to say all the FEMA stuff wasn't going to stay there in Pigeon Forge, but now I guess they have confirmed that it will stay there. Big shout out and thank you, Brian O'Brien. He's with the big one down there in Middlesboro, Kentucky. Michael Patterson, big shout out to you. Randall Bland, big shout out. What about Sherry Kreider? Big shout out to you, Sherry. Pioneer Paula, big shout out to you also, Pioneer Paula, and Miss Jean Rose. Big shout out to you, Miss Jean. Thank you so much, honey, for sharing the show and things. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. Got to give me a few minutes. Man, I mean, everybody's got birthdays coming up, looks like it. Birthdays. We know the Blackie Effing White's got a birthday party on Pearl Harbor on Wednesday. Today we got John Armstrong. Happy birthday to John. Then my Aunt Patty. Patty Shepherd, happy birthday to you. Jason Coe, happy birthday to you. Ed Rosenthal, happy birthday, Ed. And then Tom Mays, happy birthday to you, Tom. And that is my Facebook family and friend birthday today. Burglar shot and killed, and deputy, where was that at? I think that was in Simpsonville, they're saying. It's like, what? In the small community of Simpsonville, maybe there was a shooting there? Anyhow, on the weather today, it is a partly sunny, Simpsonville, that's where the shooting's at. There was a shooting, burglar suspect shot and killed by a deputy. And it looks like they're showing a church. I don't know if that's where he was taking and breaking in the church or what he was doing. It's like, wow, who knows. But anyhow, it's partly sunny and 43 degrees today. Partly sunny and 43 degrees. So, man, I mean, I'll just be honest with you. It just seems to be getting colder and colder and colder by the moment. Pull up our events for y'all and let you know about the events and things. If everybody will hang on just a minute and things. Hang on, I know we've got Modern Merlin, yes, is at the backstretch tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, Backstretch Sports and Bar and Grill at 81784 Bryan Station Road in Lexington, Kentucky. Then you've got the Trucker Hat Coalition, that's going to be at the Paddy Wagon tonight. That's at the Paddy Wagon Irish Pub in 150 Main Street, Richmond, Kentucky. And then we've got Vessel and Fat Box. Vessel is going to be at Cosmic Charlie's. That's tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So that's 723 National Avenue in Lexington. Then there is Sunday, December the 4th, Standing with Standing Rock at the Capitol, down there, State Capitol. A lot of folks invited to that. And then on Sunday also, there is just the Veterans Stand. There's two different events on the Veterans Stand with Standing Rock down there. And then on December the 7th from 5 to 12, seven bands, the Bombastic Badass 70th Birthday Bash of Blackie Effing White. So that's all of the events. And my goodness. As far as news, I mean, man, we're seeing all kinds of damn news here. River's searching for a car, supposedly. They've seen a car in the river, and they've been searching for that. A lawsuit seeks to block or halt Wisconsin and Michigan recounts. I guess there's been a lawsuit to block the halt of the Wisconsin and Michigan recounts. I don't know who brought that Friday. Ongoing presidential recount in Michigan. Attorney General on Friday sued to stop a recount for happening in the state. The Wisconsin lawsuit and motion for temporary restraining order was filed. So the recount said that the recount is unconstitutional because it doesn't satisfy equal protection requirements under the law and may not get done by December the 13th. Federal deadline to certify the vote putting Wisconsin's electoral votes in jeopardy. So it's like, well, I don't know. Hell, maybe we'll see the same thing that happened the whole time Obama was in there. They'll fight and bitch and gripe and complain the whole damn time Trump's in there. You know, it's like nobody can't. Everybody says they want to get along and things, but you don't see anybody getting along. Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to the folks in Tennessee down there. Man, I mean, you know, with all the tragedy, there hasn't been no lording or anybody stealing anything. It's been a really nice thing where everybody's got along down there and they've pitched in and helped one another and everything. So congratulations to those folks. I mean, man, I mean, let's still remember those folks. Let's see, what else? I said big shout-out. Did I say? Yeah, Miss Jean. Thank you so much, Jean. And let's send good prayers and vibes and thanks to Pioneer Paula. She's struggling a little bit. Let's see what else I've got for you. We'll do a song. Let me find you a song on YouTube here. Okay, hell no, you're not going to do that. Yes, I am. I'll play you a song. I'll play you one of the songs of I don't know, man. I got so many songs. So many good bands. So many great people. I haven't got enough time to play that, or I would have played that. Perry Clark. Senator Perry Clark. Let's see. Let's play. Oh, well, there's another good one. Let's play Adam Dobson. With Kung Fu Grip. It's how many minutes here is it for you folks? 5 minutes and 48 seconds. We'll be right back. Thank you.
With old kids, dad comes home and said, I'll get some rest. You can't get on the night. And he'll get tired. And now I've got a few more than I can't sleep on the night. You can't get on the night. And now I've got a few more than I can't sleep on the night.
Who that was on the drums, I guess I can never see. Well, hang on. Hang on. But, yeah, I have no idea who that was on the drums. It's like, man, I mean, what some great, great, I love that. What about an original here from Brandon Harrison from, used to be the Dirty Dandelions. We'll be back in about four, and Neil, we'll be right back in 4 minutes and do the 420. Here we go.
Sunshine. Ain't no sunshine, people. Here we go. Love it, Brandon. Love it.
Sunshine when she's gone.
Neil, I can't even remember what your last name is, but man, ain't no sunshine, you know, man. Neil Harrison, huh? No, his name's not Harrison, isn't Parrot? No, it's not Parrot. I can't remember what that boy. Yeah, he deactivated his Facebook. But anyhow, we're gonna take a break, folks, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here. By Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're gonna be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. I think it's about time for us to change this song out, man. We play it so much every day. I mean, I need to bring some naked women back up on here smoking marijuana and play it for a while just to change things up. But we'll be back in 2 minutes. Pioneer Paula, you made it just in time for the break.
I did. My pop's loaded and ready, and I'm talking to my friend Ronnie.
Hey there, sweetie.
All right, here we go, Paula. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's base 420 here.
Puffin' and a puffin' and a bat.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Somewhere at 4:20 here.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doortown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank you. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you have happen to have any birthdays, Paula?
No, I did look, and I do not today.
What is the weather like?
Sunny and wait a minute. Do-do-do-do-do-do. 54 and sunshine.
Well,
but man, we got rain coming in Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. We could have rain, and no more rain.
Can I say
something? Yeah. Hey, Ronnie wants to say something.
This
Rebecca?
Yes,
it is. Welcome to the show, Ronnie.
I don't know if I properly said thank you for playing Chris and our song on your radio station.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I don't know which one it was. I mean, I play so many.
No, you remember it was my friend, and he wrote the song, and then his friend put it to music.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I love that song. I love that. We love that song.
Well, thank you. I thought Chris done such a great job on the video, and to get people to see that, I think, is important, and I appreciate you helping get that out there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We'll have to play that we'll play that again, too, and put that back out there some more, and we'll push it up on the like pages and things.
Yeah, we would appreciate that, because the more people we can get to understand we're all together, we need to love each other, that's where it's at, I think. So, keep
absolutely
up the good work.
Thank you so much. I do have another birthday. So sorry about that. Miss Cassidy Stumbo turned 17 today. She's the daughter of Greg Stumbo, which is, I guess, the only child I guess that he's got that I'm aware of.
I never saw no child. Well, you know, I never saw him with no children all those years of the campaign trail, so I don't know.
It's always just, well, this little girl, she's only 17. I mean, he didn't have her until late in life. He didn't have any children until late in life, Greg didn't.
Me neither.
My father says me either. Oh, my. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, Tom Scott Gornick. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. We appreciate you out there. He's liking our 420. We always try to do a song. We try, and we do tweet it. I mean, it goes out there in Twitter land every day at 420. It's tweeted. It's Facebooked. We play a song to celebrate it, and we look forward to seeing what's going to happen this year and the sessions with the new bills coming up.
Hopefully it'll be a really kick-ass one.
Oh, me too, Paula. And I know there's going to be some new bills, too, come up. Well, I think they're not really called, well, they're bills, but they're something else, Paula. I know I ain't got the right word, but we got some new things that's going to be coming up about the hemp, ain't it?
Resolutions, maybe?
Resolutions. There you go. Thank you, Paula. Thank you. Yes, there's got to be some resolutions, and there's got to be some tweaking. And one of the things that I'm going to tell these hemp people now straight up, I mean, I know a lot of farmers, and I keep hearing it more and more and more all the time, say that, you know, they grow tobacco. They want to grow a little bit of hemp, not thousands and thousands of acres, but they want to grow a little bit of hemp. But when they fill out an application, they get a letter back from the state saying, oh, I'm sorry, we have reached our limit. And the limit's not even 500 applications, I don't think.
There should be no limit. That is just dumb. And if they'd have passed the original hemp bill that Norm and Take Back Kentucky and Gary and all of them actually wrote for them to present, if they hadn't tweaked it, it wouldn't be like this, okay? That's why I say if they want to pass a medical cannabis bill that sucks, we would be better off with none.
With no bill at all, right. Well, I mean, you know, and I think, like, all right, let's say, for instance, there's 250 applications that they allow. So that's only 250 people, you say, in Kentucky that can grow hemp. Well, here's the kicker, folks. No, not all those 250 people are in Kentucky, because I know a guy, I know he wouldn't talk to us about it, but I know a guy that's, I see it all the time, he came here to Kentucky, and he lives in the state of Michigan, and he's growing hemp on our pilot program. Now, how's that right?
No, it ain't. And the same thing that can be made from the stalks of the hemp plant can be made with the stalks of the marijuana plant, because it is all cannabis.
I know. Yeah, it's true, Paula. It's all the same plant. You have been lied to when people are trying to get you to break it down and separate. You can't separate the plant like you can't separate the motor from an automobile. It just don't work.
Right.
That's the best way to put it. Best way to put it, yeah. Your automobile is not going to work without that motor. You got to have them guts in it. Got to have the whole plant. I want to thank everybody out there again. Remember, it is Friday night. No texting, driving, Pokemon and driving. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. And thank your friend Ron. Was that his name? Ronnie
McIntosh. He's the one that wrote the little song. What's the name of the song,
right,
Ronnie? I forgot.
Face in the Crowd.
A Face in the Crowd. It's an awesome
A face
video.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
We'll share it. Love you, Paula. God bless everybody. We'll be
Love
back
you
tomorrow
too.
With another show. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.